Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend, Mr. Rick Maurer, back on the show. And Rick's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 18 years. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of one of my favorite books. I love the title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Which, as I've said many times before, is my constant lament around here. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is still one of our favorites here, too. And he's one of our top management and leadership experts in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be back, Obi-Wan.
There you go. Yeah, may the force be with you, my friend. So you've heard the term, carpe diem. Seize the day. There's another Latin term called occupandi temporis. Occupandi temporis.
I don't know that one.
It means seize the moment. Seize the moment without realizing, without knowing very much Latin. I know enough to be dangerous. the thing is that many times I have been in a situation where I didn't occupandi temporis. I didn't seize the moment. I didn't take advantage of an opportunity if I did engage the other person like a dummy, I made it about me instead of about them. I could have made it a better moment, and I didn't. And you've been doing a lot of work on this, haven't you?
I have.
And folks, don't worry. That'll be all the Latin. Don't worry. Go ahead.
good, man. Except for E Pluribus Unum, man, I'm stuck for stuff. my work for forever, since the books that you mentioned, has really been on how do you build support for change and why do you get resistance. And in the last couple of years, I've really been looking at what we've got so many good tools out there and so many good consultants and books and training and all that. And yet, the failure rate still seems to be high. And the big thing that I found is that, I won't say it in Latin, but we're failing to seize the small moments. And as I've been working with clients lately on that, I've kind of created kind of a two-step process. Because first,
what is a small moment?
Okay, a small moment. Imagine for your listeners, I know that a lot of them run their own organizations, but if they can imagine when they're in a meeting where they're not running the meeting, like they're on a board or, you know, a church group or something like that, and just think about a meeting that you go, oh, no, I got to go to that.
Right.
Or you're sitting in it and you're going, will that ever end? That's a great place to start because you're not on stage, so you don't have to run the meeting. And just watch it and say, why? Why is this such a snooze fest? Mm-hmm. Why am I so bored? Why do I not want to go? And you're going to start identifying all kinds of stuff. And that kind of identifying is like getting to watch a really good golfer before you go out and play. You know, you start to go, oh, look at that, look at that. So then the place where I would start after observing, you know, and Yogi Berra, the great philosopher, said you can observe a lot just by watching. After that, then you go into your staff meeting on Monday and said, if I were one of the employees in this meeting, and maybe it's, you know, a meeting is where we're all just standing, leaning on the trucks, having, you know, getting set for the day or the week. Mm-hmm. But it's a meeting nonetheless. Well, if I was one of the employees, what would I be thinking? Like, come on, will he get on with it? Will she get on with it? And think about that and say, all right, is there a way that I could add a spark of energy, a spark of engagement? And maybe it's I go, you know, that last person babbled on and on and on. I tend to do that. What if I say a couple important things and then ask a question? Mm-hmm. Or, it's suddenly that all we have, if we just stop, it's quite often we start to see these really simple things we could be doing. I had a client who, his organization loved PowerPoint, and you had to use it he told me, hey, you've got to use it or it looks like you're not prepared. Mm-hmm. And so he said, yeah, but I took your advice, Rick, and instead of using 50 slides, which was pretty common for an hour,
right.
he said, I cut it down to five. And he said, you know, I covered the same material, but what happened is a lot more people were engaging me. So it was instead of me just standing there talking, trying to get through the slides, people were asking, hey, but you know, David, what about this? What about that? And he said it was a great meeting. Really simple.
Now, I go the other way with this. I have more slides. I might have 70 slides in 20 minutes. And when we come back, I'll tell you why. But it is not.
I want to hear.
It is not death by PowerPoint. We're going to talk about how to do this, folks. How to engage the small moments. Seize the moment. Comprende temporis. We're going to take a quick one. Come right back with our good friend, Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.